La France for easier, whiter, brighter washes.
Satina for easier, better-looking starched ironing.
Present the brand new mystery thriller, Two on a Clue. Just one more kiss, baby, then I gotta be going.
Goodbye, darling. You won't forget me, will I be?
Oh, never, honey child. And so you won't forget me. I'm going to leave you a little present. Something that every woman longs to own. You can think of me every time you use them.
Oh, well, Lucky. You mean...
Yes, baby. I mean those two wash day friends, La France and Satina. Look.
Oh, well, Lucky. You think of everything.
Some people get the hives on the slightest provocation. Others are allergic to fish caught in the month of April. And still others constantly get themselves involved in murder cases. As, for example, the Spencers. Jeff, who is a lawyer, Deborah, who is his wife and redheaded and beautiful to boot, and Michael, their 9-year-old son, known to all and sundry as Mickey. Well, they've done it again, much in the manner of the old proverb about chickens coming home to roost. In this case, it's a strange, shadowy man who lay in wait for Debbie, who appeared and disappeared during the evening, and who finally made his last appearance on their doorstep, leaning against their doorbell.
Jeff, he's falling.
He fell.
Oh.
On his face. And the reason he fell is because somebody buried a knife in his back.
I can't believe it.
I'm afraid it's quite true, darling.
Jeff, is he still alive?
He's breathing. We can't move him, though, so perhaps...
I'll go phone the doctor.
Yes, that might be. Never mind the doctor, Debbie.
He's...
dead. Make your phone call, or to the police instead.
Now, Mrs. Spencer...
Oh, come on, don't be so formal, Cornelius. You've known Debbie for years.
Maybe, but this is a murder investigation. Headquarters sent me out. Sergeant Trumbull, they said to me, this is a...
I know, Cornelius, a murder investigation.
Their words exactly. So?
So we give up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jeff. May I say there is nobody I would rather investigate than Mrs. Spencer?
Huh?
I mean...
Why, Cornelius...
Stop it, both of you, and answer my questions. You never saw the stiff before?
Not before tonight.
And when you came home, he was waiting for you on the corner?
I like lurking.
All right. Was he lurking?
He certainly was.
Then what happened?
He accosted me.
With one or two C's. Does anybody know?
Two C's, Cornelius. And usually with a leer.
Huh?
Jeff, don't. It's really bad.
I know, darling, but let's not get panicky about it. Go on, Cornelius.
Thanks. Did he say anything to you?
He tried to, but I ran.
Uh-huh. Why did you run?
Because you needed the exercise, Cornelius. Look, why don't you let us tell you about it? It'd be so much easier.
I took a course in examining witnesses at detective school. If nobody lets me examine them, what good was it?
When you write the case up, you can put in all the questions and answers, but right now it's terribly late and I'm a bit upset. I ran because he frightened me, because... Well, perhaps I should have listened to him,
under
but...
the circumstances, you did the wisest thing. Cornelius, neither Debbie nor I ever saw the man before. Why he tried to speak to her, why he ran away when we saw him, why he came back to be murdered on our doorstep, we just don't know. And somehow, I have a feeling that our not knowing may be dangerous. Very dangerous.
More post him, Jeff.
Yeah, please. Thank you, my love.
Uh-huh. Mickey, your toast.
Well, I'm working on it. Give me time.
You're going to be late for school.
Mm-hmm.
What will your teacher say?
The same thing she said yesterday.
I can see you two have worked on that. What did she say yesterday?
You'll never be president.
Oh, that was about my homework. When I came late, she said about Congress.
Mr. Bullock seems determined to send you to Washington.
Mm-hmm. That's on account of my talking so much. Bob.
Yes?
When the meat wagon carried the stiff away last night, did he bleed?
Mickey, your milk.
Oh, all right, Mom. One swallow.
As I noticed. Aren't you afraid of drowning?
Nope. Well, folks, I gotta go.
Got to, Mickey. I've got to. Never mind. So long, Mickey. And give Miss Bullock...
Jeff.
My regards.
Well, I will. Goodbye. Sometimes I think I'm never going to be elected to anything.
That is that. The morning struggle is over. I'd call it a dead heat, wouldn't you? I've got to get down to the office, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
A very important case is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you suppose he was murdered on our doorstep?
Darling, you said...
I know. I said the police should find out, because after all, it's their job, and I... Huh?
It's no use, Jeff.
No, huh?
No.
Well, some people like caviar, other people prefer blondes, and I like mysteries. Come on, baby, put your hat on.
My new one?
Might as well. Cornelius is groggy anyway. When you walk into headquarters with that bird's nest on your head...
If it were a straw hat, we could say something about the camel's back.
Yeah, well, let's not, darling. Let's not say anything. Let's let Cornelius say it.
Cornelius, nothing. If there's to be any lull in the Spencer's conversation, I'll do the filling in until they return in just a minute. With such handy suggestions as, take the hard work out of starched ironing with Satina. Next time you starch clothes, remember to add Satina to your starch and see how free and easy the iron skates along. No tugging then, because Satina gives starch fabrics a finish that's smooth as ice. It's a finish that makes starch clothes look lovelier, too. It helps them shed dust and dirt and gives every piece a fresh, clean fragrance. Yes, lady, if you're looking for a clue to easier, quicker, better-looking starched ironing, Satina's the package to buy at your grocer's today. And now, let's see what's waiting for Jeff and Debbie at police headquarters.
Hello, Sergeant.
Hiya, Cornelius.
Even at headquarters, I'm not safe. Hello. Say, Mrs. Spencer, that's a beautiful hat you're wearing.
Why, thank you. You see, Jeff?
I told you he was nuts, darling. Cornelius, who was left on our doorstep?
We don't know. There was no identification on him. His prints aren't on record. Nobody recognized him.
Just a little stranger. His clothes?
Rags he must have picked up. Never be able to trace him through them.
Debbie, why couldn't you have been accosted by someone more respectable?
I wasn't asked.
No, I guess not. Well, where do we go from here?
With the start we've got, we're not going anywhere.
No, I don't like that. That man wanted to tell Debbie something. I don't know what, but we've got to find out.
Not from him, you won't. He won't be talking. Not anymore.
I wonder. He's a witness. Maybe a silent witness, but... There must be some way we can break that silence. Some way. Come on, Debbie.
I love my husband. He's such a settled sort of character, restful.
All right, then. You can stay here and let Cornelius admire your hat. I'm going to work.
The office?
Huh? No. No, of course not. I just thought of something.
Sergeant Trumbull will have to struggle along without my hat. Anytime my husband thinks of something, I want to be with him. Goodbye, Sergeant.
So long, Cornelius. While we're away, why not improve your taste in hats? You can stand it. After you, Mrs. Spencer.
Thank you. Jeff, where are we going?
Cab. Ah, here's one right at the curb. Taxi?
I'm willing to be persuaded.
Oh, sweet of you. Get in, darling.
Where to?
Up Elm.
Nice neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it. Supposing it hadn't been.
You would have walked.
Debbie, I've been thinking.
Darling, I knew from the strained expression on your face.
Not only have I been thinking, I've arrived at conclusions. As, for example, the man who killed our strange friend didn't want to kill him.
He didn't. Doesn't he have any self-control?
But he had to. Why?
Something he ate?
No, dear. We know the murdered man was trying to talk to you. Now, it's unlikely that the murderer would have chosen to kill him on our doorstep if all he wanted was to kill the guy. Therefore, he killed him because...
Because he tried to talk to me? Well, I suppose, but...
I don't know what the murdered man wanted to tell you, but whatever it was, somebody else objected strenuously.
Murderously?
Which leads to another interesting thought. The murderer was not after the man he killed primarily. He was after...
Me? I sort of suspected that. But why, Jeff? What possible reason could he have?
I don't know, Debbie. But it's kind of important to find out fast who the murdered man was, and even more important...
Who the murderer is, before he finds out...
It ain't none of my business, folks, but we ain't alone.
What?
There's a car following us, a black job.
Black? I don't like the color.
It's kind of mortuary, ain't it? Anyways, I thought you'd like to know.
Can you shake him?
Hey, look, mister, on a cylinder and a half, I couldn't shake a bicycle with his cab.
Not much traffic around. Darling, do you think it... He...
I don't know. Car's about a half a block behind us. Driver, take your next left and head for the center of town.
Okay, but if that guy behind us has got his mind on it, we won't reach there.
Try it anyway. Hurry.
Okay.
Jeff.
He's pulling up on us. Debbie, get down the floor of the cab.
I don't like it down
please,
there.
Darling, please.
All right. I'm down. Won't you join me?
Can't. I've got to get a look at him.
Hey, mister.
Yeah?
You insured?
No. Yes. Why?
Because that car's on our neck, and mister, the driver is steering with only one hand.
Oh?
What do you mean?
On account of he's got a gun in the other.
Mrs. Spencer's going to get that nice blouse awfully dirty down on the floor of the cab.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It was plain common sense that a clean blouse and a dirty taxicab floor don't mix. And if she
but
doesn't...
do you realize that girl's about to be shot?
Just for getting her clothes dirty? Nonsense. Why, all it takes is a little water and soap and La France blueing flakes. And in three shakes of a lamb's tail, that blouse will look as white and bright as ever.
Oh, you don't get it, sister. I mean...
I always get it. And so should every other woman who wants to save time and hard work on her bluing job. Because La France blues while you wash. Right there in washing machine or tub. It gets rid of the extra separate bluing job entirely.
Oh, horse chestnuts.
No, La France is the name. Maybe you better write it down so you won't forget to get a package on your way home. Of course, you don't want your wife to go on bluing clothes the hard way when there's such an easy, modern La France way to get white, bright washes.
Okay, okay, I'll get La France now. Can I know, please, whether that girl's going to be shot or not?
I won't know myself till tomorrow. Why don't you listen in then, too?
Well, of course, the gun may not be loaded. On the other hand, the knife that killed the stranger on the Spencer's doorstep was sharp, which would make the odds fairly good that the gun is loaded. Of course, it may not be fired at Debbie, but then it may. Why not tune in tomorrow and find out?
Doesn't surprise me a bit. No, ladies, it doesn't surprise me if you suffer from indigestion whenever you drink coffee. Because many people are upset by coffee, even though many others can drink it without ill effect. What would surprise me would be your refusal to switch to Postum. For Postum is such a distinctive, oh, such a swell drink. And it contains nothing that can disagree with anybody. Try Postum regularly instead of coffee, and then see if your indigestion hasn't soon cleared up. Thanks to your switch to Postum.
Be sure to listen tomorrow to Two on a Clue. And stay tuned to the station now for the romantic story of young Dr. Malone.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.